Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There have been a lot of contradictory claims about the safety and efficacy of the so-called COVID vaccines. The federal government originally tried to pretend that the approved vaccines would prevent contracting the disease, would prevent deaths among those contracting the disease, and would prevent those who were vaccinated from spreading the disease to others. Documents have since confirmed that not only all three of these claims were false, but that the government officials who made those claims either knew they were not supported by the scientific data or, in fact, that these claims were false. Wouldn't it turn down the vitriol if the Department of Health and Human Services released its records on the safety studies of these approved COVID-19 vaccines? 9 months ago, the organization Judicial Watch filed a Freedom of Information Act request with the Department of Health and Human Services seeking all safety studies, data, reports, and analyses produced by the Division of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases relating to the safety of vaccines or gene therapies to treat and or prevent COVID-19 made by Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Janssen. Further, this FOIA request asked for emails sent to or from several Department of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases officials that discuss these same issues and companies. After a response to the FOIA request that Judicial Watch deemed inadequate, that organization filed a lawsuit for fuller information. Think about it. If the safety studies and reports confirm the safety and efficacy of the vaccines, wouldn't it be in the interest of politicians and bureaucrats to release this information? On the other hand, if this information confirms that the politicians and bureaucrats were uninformed or were deceiving the public, wouldn't it make sense and be in the interest of the American people that they should be told this? Isn't this similar to the public wanting to view police body camera footage after a controversial law enforcement event? Even if mistakes were made in the process of vetting the safety and efficacy of the vaccines for COVID-19, wouldn't it make sense for people to now be told the truth? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.